HKX, mobile.
Patrick, 10-4-ZLK, mobile.
Hey, Shane. How are you doing today?
Hope you are. I've just been wearing a hat all day to keep the rain off my glasses. I don't mind wearing a hat sometimes, but I hate wearing it all day.
Roger that. I know the feeling. Makes my head get sweaty and itchy where it's constantly there. I just don't like them. But now that I've got glasses, I wear one when it's raining also.
It's bad enough to wear glasses and then a hat on top of that. I know some people wear them all day, every day. I just can't do it. I have a couple of hats that I don't mind wearing, the style, but again, it's not working all day. And they get hot, too, in the wintertime, even when it's really cold outside. Sometimes I have to take it off because I feel like I'm burning up.
Same here. And, yeah, you get used to it if you get start wearing one, but I don't know. I just don't want to go through the trouble. I usually keep one laying around in the vehicle in case I got to get out when it's raining, so that's good enough for me.
Well, and how's the leg or the knee? And how's everything else going?
Well, knee's doing good. Physical therapy's down to 2 days a week. I couldn't have asked for this experience to have gone any better. So, thankful for that. And other than that, just trying to figure out what to do now. So, I got to get some kind of game plan going here.
Well, I got that mental therapy 5 days a week that you do. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I know. We've talked about it. I've got to start looking, making plans too. Maybe. We'll see. Still don't know. But I'm going to work today and tomorrow, and then I'm taking we're leaving Friday. We're going down to, going away for an anniversary and Beth's birthday. That's what we're really going for, Beth's birthday. And so we'll be gone for most of next week.
Happy anniversary, and make sure to tell the Battle Axe I said happy birthday.
Battle Axe, not just Battle Axe.
Make sure to tell her I said happy birthday anyway, and hope she enjoys it.
What's up? I appreciate it. I'll tell her, and I'm going to tell her exactly how you said it, too. But I hope the rain lets up. We'd like to enjoy where we're going to be and not have to sit inside all the whole time.
KO4HKX. Hopefully the rain will let up here a little bit. I mean, it's rained up here all day long for the last 3 or 4 days. It finally quit raining up here for now, but it's supposed to start raining again later this evening and continue on. But we've had plenty of rain up here this summer.
We've had so much rain, I could probably drill a well a couple feet down. I am going to drop my truck off, I think, by Wayne's on Thursday. I don't know. I got something going on. I'm almost feeling like I might have a broken motor mount or something, the way it's acting, the way it's just gotten worse. Back down the driveway. And I know it happens with these tractors and when it rains from some of the grease and oil that's on the suspension, but maybe that's all it is. But I'll just have them check out the front suspension and all that, make sure I don't need anything.
That, it's a good thing to do, have them checked out every once in a while. And I never had too much trouble out of engine mounts on these, but you never know. Things break. It's man-made.
I've had it every once in a while. If I accelerate hard or hit the brakes hard, I can feel something shift up front. And just the other day, just with all this rain, I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but since all this rain, it just dramatically got worse. And it's never been this bad, so I don't know. I could look it up, I guess, and figure out where to look, but I just don't have the time, and I don't feel like crawling in and getting dirty and looking for it, so I will let someone else do that who knows what they're doing.
And it's probably sway bar links. They were bad, or not links, but links and bushings on those. They were real bad for those to wear out. And the mount on the passenger side, it flexed too much and too often. So I've seen that a couple times. Had to weld those back on.
Mistaken. I believe I remember changing out a sway bar. That was fairly easy. I could just crawl under there and do it. I could be wrong. I changed a couple of things under there. But I'll have them check all that out anyway.
Out of town, that's a good time to do it. Gives him plenty of time. He's not rushed, and you're not in need of it, so it works out for everybody that way. But Shane, I am getting ready to pull into the driveway, so I'm going to jump out of here. But good to hear you this afternoon. And if for some reason I don't talk to you again, enjoy your anniversary trip and birthday. And make sure to pass along my comment, KO4HKX. Take care, Shane. 7-3.
I will let her know. And good timing, because I'm backing up to a dock. 732, have a good day. Say hello to Miss Elise. N4ZLK.